Kindergarten, I think, is scary by itself.
But Jen's daughter also has a life-threatening peanut allergy. Tanita Glancy with the Loudoun Allergy Network says it's difficult for parents.
You're sort of giving up your child to somebody else's care that you're so used to caring for your child by yourself.
On this Food Allergy Awareness Week, she hopes parents know they can work with schools to make sure only safe foods are in the classroom. And Jen says she has allies and other allergy parents she chats with on Twitter.
Which makes for a big difference on how I'm feeling.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
You're sending them off to school with someone you don't hardly know, and you trust them to keep them safe.
But Jen's daughter has a life-threatening peanut allergy. They've worked out a good system at home.
And this is all new to us, to have a new teacher and new surroundings.
Tanita Glancy with the Loudoun Allergy Network says food is a big part of all of our lives.
Birthday parties involve food. After school activities, maybe a soccer practice or soccer game. After the game, there's always food.
On this Food Allergy Awareness Week, Jen says support groups in her neighborhood and on Twitter make a big difference.
It keeps me from feeling so alone and overwhelmed.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.